Do you know what time it is? Yep, it's 6 o'clock. It's time for prayer time here on WHCB. So welcome in to prayer time, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. My name is Kenneth Hill. I'm general manager of WHCB and your host for our prayer time together today here on WHCB. We're going to be continuing and finishing up on Mark Bubeck's Jesus Revival Words for this hour from Revelation chapter 3. Before we get there, I want to remind you that it's easier than ever to give online with secured giving, to give to the work of WHCB. If you want to help us stay on the air, you can give directly with your credit card or your debit card. We've got it all set up so you can give, and it is secured giving. So we're thankful for that, and we are happy to receive your gift at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. Now, Mark Bubeck had an article that I've been sharing with you for the last several days, Jesus' Revival Words for This Hour, from Revelation chapter 3, the Church of Laodicea. And he has an outline here that I've shared with you, competent words, contradicting words, counseling word, correcting word, consoling word. And now we've got two more left in the series, and we'll be done with it. It's a coronation word and then a consequential word. God has a coronation word for us. Notice what he says in verse 21. It's such a gracious word that it almost overwhelms us. He says, to him that overcometh. The person who buys, the person who's in prayer, the person who's reading scripture, he says, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne? For people who are buying and overcoming, he is preparing a special place of honor. Don't think even for a moment that when you respond to your Lord, he is indebted to you. He's not indebted to you. You may not get your understood reward he has for you until you get to glory, but when you get there, it will be there. There will be many different levels of rewards, but it seems one of the noblest kinds will be for those who hear what he says to his church. If you open the door, and you hear, and you buy, I'm going to have a place right beside me in the glories of heaven. So that's a coronation word. Then there's a consequential word. He leaves this passage with a consequential word. He says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. You can hear or not hear. You can buy or not buy. He will not coerce you. He is God Almighty. He will invite you. He waits for you to respond. He will not be overbearing and overpowering. I wonder if you hear him. Are you listening? Are you hearing him as I'm hearing him? This is the time to hear what God has been saying in Revelation chapter 3 to the church at Laodicea and to apply it to ourselves. That's what's important. It's important that we do that very thing. And so, we need to pray through what we're hearing from the Lord. You need to open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. This is a good passage to pray back to the Lord. Revelation chapter 3. It's a good passage to use for confession. Revelation chapter 3. Confess how your value system is out of order. Confess that you do not understand how wretched that you really are. Admit it. Come and buy. God is willing. God is waiting. He's knocking. He's calling you by name. As you bow and pray through what you're hearing from God, God will hear your heart and send revival. And that is from Mark Bubeck. Jesus' revival words for this hour. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, and the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And then in verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. What importance it is for us to know. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us from your word exactly what we need to be doing. And help us to do it, I pray. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for giving us opportunity of service. Thank you for making provision for us and providing for us and for each one of our needs. Thank you for assisting in all things. We give you praise. We ask for you to work in the hearts and lives of these folks that have had prayer requests today. We ask that you would meet their needs, that you would be for them that buckler and shield that they need, and that provision that they desire. We pray for provision for the ministry of WHCB, that we can continue doing what you've called us to do, and we thank you for that. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.